This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now, courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today, the Grant Township Board of Trustees locked in fire protection services for 2026 during their meeting on Monday with the departments that provide fire protection services to the township. The board approved paying Brookfield Township for fire protection services at a rate of $650 per section for 19 sections of the township for a cost of $12,350. There are also three sections in the township being covered by the Oliver Fire Department. Their contract was approved for three sections at a rate of $700 per section for a cost of $2,100, and fire protection from the Elmwood Gagetown Fire Department was approved at a cost of $2,625. And another local and regional news for today. The Michigan State Police are launching their annual Stuff a Blue Goose holiday drive, inviting residents across Michigan to help fill up their patrol cars with new toys and non-perishable food items for families in need. Now in its 16th year, the statewide campaign features more than 30 collection events where Michigan State Police patrol vehicles, known as Blue Geese, will serve as drop-off points for the donated items. Items gathered at each location will stay in the local community and be distributed through area charities to neighbors in need. The drive began in 2009 at the former White Pigeon Post after troopers saw a rising need in their community and expanded a small in-house effort into a public donation campaign that filled 10 patrol cars in just its first year. The tradition has since grown into a signature Michigan State Police holiday outreach effort aimed at brightening the season for children and families statewide. In 2024, communities generously helped troopers collect more than 12,000 toys, 4,000 pounds of non-perishable food items, and $50,000 in monetary support for families facing hardship. Officials say that strong public participation each year allows the department to make a meaningful difference in the communities that they serve. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Did you know you can fit full sheets of plywood and drywall in the back of a Dodge Grand Caravan? This is Tyler. That's right, Dodge Grand Caravans with stow-and-go seats can make excellent work vehicles on top of being excellent people carriers. And we have one on our lot that you need to come check out. It's a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT. It's in great shape and has 87,000 miles. Take it home or take it to the job site for just $16,580. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive, it has 47,000 miles, it has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV with all-wheel drive, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It has 94,000 miles, you can take it home for just $23,480. Looking for a truck? We have a 2019 Ford F-150 FX4. It's four-wheel drive, it has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and WeatherTech floor mats. It has 74,000 miles, and you can take it home for $29,980. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Israel says that it launched an airstrike in southern Gaza in retaliation for an attack by militants earlier in the day that wounded five Israeli soldiers. Israel also has received remains in Gaza of a possible hostage and says that it will begin allowing Palestinians to leave the war-torn territory through a border crossing with Egypt. The remains will be examined to determine whether they belong to either of the last two hostages in Gaza. It was not immediately clear when the Gaza border crossing would be open. Egypt wants Palestinians to immediately be able to return to Gaza through the crossing. Israel says it would not allow two-way crossings until all of the Gaza hostages have been returned. And in other national and international news, a federal vaccine advisory committee this week is expected to discuss whether newborns should still get the hepatitis B vaccine. Federal health recommendations now suggest that all babies be vaccinated against the liver infection in their first day of life, but U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s committee on Thursday is expected to change that. Changing the recommendation would contradict previous public health advice, and some medical and public health experts are alarmed. It's not clear what the committee is considering as an alternative, but the American Academy of Pediatrics will still be urging a birth dose. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.